This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. 9 days after wildfires all but destroyed the popular tourist city of Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island, the number of people known dead now stands at 111. The island's emergency management chief stepping down, citing health reasons. And then there's this, reported by correspondent Lilia Luciano.
There's a new worry for Lahaina residents who survived the inferno.
Lahaina is not for sale. I repeat, Lahaina is not for sale.
Hawaii's governor is considering a moratorium on all land transactions in Lahaina to protect locals from opportunistic buyers.
Please don't approach them with an offer to buy land. Please don't approach their families to tell them that they're going to be better off if they make a deal.
Southern California faces something it rarely does, the possibility of a hurricane. One named Hillary now on a path there and a very strong Category 4.
On its way up to Southern California, including San Diego, Los Angeles, and possibly more areas inland. There could be some wind effects. We'll have to watch that. But heavy rain does look like the big concern. Flooding, possible mudslide and landslides. Can't rule that out.
Chris Warren at the Weather Channel. Also in Southern California, a new regional task force to crack down on so-called smash-and-grab crime by flash mobs. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
Our number one job is to keep Angelenos safe and to feel safe. When incidents of brazen theft and robbery occur, it shatters that feeling of safety.
There were a lot of other things shattered and stolen at a Nordstrom earlier this month. School kids in Louisville, Kentucky, scheduled to return to the classroom this morning after an unexpected week off. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
Classes were canceled after the first day of the new school year because of chaos over school transportation. Connie Blessett has been a driver for the system for 7 years.
There's no possible way that I can do the 1 minute between stops.
School bus routes and school start times were changed because of a shortage of school bus drivers. Parents are being offered an app to track Louisville school buses.
The school bus driver shortage is a problem way beyond Louisville. With all the controversy surrounding transgender people in sports, the world's top chess federation now says transgender women cannot compete in its official events for females.
Advocacy groups and supporters of transgender rights have criticized the move. The Chess Federation acknowledged that questions regarding transgender players were an evolving issue, and further policy may need to evolve in the future in line with research evidence.
Correspondent Steve Kathan. More than two dozen Boston Market restaurants in New Jersey are temporarily closed by the state after worker complaints of violation of worker rights. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Todd Albaugh's show, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastical Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. It is August 17th, a Thursday, 2023. That means it must be time for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. No, wait! It's Thursday! But still, here he is, and in the 1 o'clock hour, an hour earlier, the one, the only, ladies, I'm sorry to tell you, single only for a couple of days more.
Oh, single is not accurate.
Single, yeah.
Well, unmarried. Not married. We'll put unmarried. Luke Mathers. Lukester, how are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
I'm fine. I've got a crink in my microphone here, so it's only a personal problem, but we'll figure it out.
Getting used to the new studios here.
Still
on
getting
State
used
Street,
to it, yeah.
All right.
But this is, I want people to know, I hope you don't mind, that Luke here and his lovely and talented fiance are tying the knot here in a couple of days.
Yeah, over the weekend. So I will be away out of the office for tomorrow and until Monday. So
I'm super happy for you guys.
If you need me, don't.
Luke is off the grid after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
There you go. Yeah.
Do not bother him. He has life events as well. He should.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. It's been a long time coming, and we're thrilled to be joined by many, many family and friends this weekend, looking forward to the ceremony and tying the knot, as you said.
Well, and also, congratulations to you and your lovely and talented bride.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but health and happiness for many years to come, and happy for you.
Appreciate that. Yeah. We're very excited. It's been, planning a wedding is not fun, and she is the trooper.
Not a bridezilla.
No. Okay. But she varies. Very detail-oriented. She wants to get it right the way that she wants it, or the way that we want it,
right.
But the way she wants it. So I've helped in every way that I can, and it is just so much that goes into it. There's so much planning that goes into it.
You worried about the politics? Because I helped plan my sister's wedding and a couple others. Like the politics. Who's going to sit next to who? And
No. The tables those were pretty easy to put together, right. So not too worried about that. I got worried about the heat for a hot second. You get all of these forecasts for 10 days out are, I don't know if it's accurate or not. It sounds like we're going to get some 90 degree days here in Wisconsin the next week. But 10 days out, so about a week and a half ago now, I looked and it was going to be like 96 degrees in Milwaukee. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to wear a suit in that weather. Like, I'm going to be a puddle. But it's going to be a much more reasonable weekend forecast, it sounds like. But we've got some more air quality alerts. So we're hoping that we can, minimize the amount of time outdoors, get some excellent photos, and then head inside for the festivities.
But the good news is, love is in the air.
Yes.
And as
love
we say,
and Canadian wildfire smoke.
Love conquers all, Luke. Yes. Love conquers all.
Yes. So looking forward to it. Very excited.
Well, we are excited for you. Congratulations to you and Kelsey. And you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Wish you all the best. And celebration of Luke getting married this weekend, he has brought in his special leather-worn satchel. And he has some very special wedding edition tickets for Milwaukee Brewers. He has the Brewers hat. We have the Brewer mug right here. The Brewers did great at home, but now on the road, Luke, out at the Dodgers, kind of blew it last night.
Well, they were on the road for the White Sox.
Oh, that's right.
The more local road series, just down in Chicago, where they're familiar with playing the White Sox.
But even the Cubs beat the White Sox last night. So,
that was a three-runner, too. Yeah. But they swept the White Sox over the weekend, and now we're, I don't know if it's jet lag, if it's just the what, but not doing so well. Only 4 or 5 hits, I think, in two games against the Dodgers. So hopefully they can put some offense together today. But the Brewers is going to be coming back for a little short series, a little two-game series against the Minnesota Twins to finish off the cross-division, cross-conference. Cross-conference divisions, both in the central divisions, but in the different conferences. So going to play the Twins, host them next Tuesday evening and Wednesday afternoon. We got some tickets to give away.
Which game are we giving away? They'll call it. We'll figure out. We'll figure it out.
I believe it's Tuesday, evening's game, but I already sent off like a bunch of emails for all of the games.
Stand by. We'll figure it out because, look, I mean, he has an important job, you understand?
It is Tuesday evening.
All right, Tuesday evening. I didn't want to say definitively without double checking.
All right, because
I've done that before. We've had to reach out to winners and say, well, really sorry, but we gave you away tickets for this game, but really they were for this game. And they're like, oh. That totally works. I can go to either, and then they happily, graciously take those tickets
they're free. These are club level seats, great seats, right below the sky boxes. You kind of got your own bathroom area, got your own concession stand, your own entry. You're gonna enjoy yourself on Tuesday evening game time, Mr. Zomers.
7:10.
7:10. Very good. 7:10.
I knew the two times. I just didn't remember which game we were giving away right now.
Against the Minnesota Twins, all you have to do is be the first caller. Six tickets. You and 5 of your favorite family and friends are going on Tuesday at 7:10 next week, Brewers against the Twins. If you could tell us the new phenom for the Milwaukee Brewers, Sal Frelick. Where did Sal Frelick go to college? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The first caller that can tell us where Sal Frelick, the new phenom for the Brewers, went to college. Where do you go to college? First caller wins 6 tickets for next Tuesday night. 844-967-2789.
No better way to spend Tuesday evening.
Right.
And then you can tune in on Wednesday for coverage of the RNC coming to town, having their first debate in Milwaukee.
We'll talk about that with Luke after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
A little more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires out there today. Otherwise, it's going to be fairly pleasant, partly cloudy. 79 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, 62 for a low. Tomorrow, warmer, more humid, mostly sunny with a high of 90. On Sunday, warm and humid with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Pursuing the truth and having fun doing it, whether it's news, weather, sports, or prenuptials. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are celebrating the fact that Luke Mathers is tying the knot this weekend, getting hitched.
Yeah, and we're giving away some Brewers tickets. No correlation whatsoever, but that's just what we're doing.
We're going to go to the commissioner, Roger, in Kewaskum, and here's the question, Roger. Where did Sal Frelick, the new Brewers phenom, go to college?
Boston College.
There we go. Congratulations, Roger. We're going to send you and five of your friends to the Milwaukee Brewers against hosting Minnesota Twins next Tuesday evening. First pitch, 7:10. And for everybody out there in the listening audience that is not Roger, you can listen to the game on WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley. Or if you're in the southwestern portion of the state, you can listen on WRCE News from the center in Richland Center.
My home stopping grounds. Roger, are you listening to us on the app or over the air this afternoon?
Nope, over the air. Just over the air.
All right, fantastic. We appreciate it. Do you have folks in mind who you're gonna take on Tuesday? You don't have to tell us. I just wondered.
Beating the door to my path, path to my door to get these tickets.
So, the highest bidder.
There you go.
Have you enjoyed watching Sal Frelick? I mean, are you a fan, or are you just do you look it up?
No. I'm a pretty big fan of the Brewers, and the kid's just been ripping the cover off the ball. He plays a really good outfield, and he's good player.
Did you see that? It was going around the internet. The video when they told him at the AAA level that he was coming up. Mm-hmm. And then the coach went around and said, you ready to play? And said, well, you're not playing here. You're going up. And I thought, did you see that video, Roger?
I did. It was a good video.
Wasn't that great? I think that's part of the baseball that I still really enjoy is these young guys who get a shot. And that's really inspiring to me. So good for you, Roger. You get to go see him in person, and hopefully Frelick hits a big home run.
Stay on the line. Aaron's going to get your details, and we hope you enjoy the game, Roger. One of my favorite videos for Frelick. Oh, you're absolutely welcome, Roger. The Spider-Man one.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, he uses the net out in the outfield he dives, makes the out, and he kind of bounces off the net and comes right back down super gracefully. And he like stretches a little bit, makes sure that he's feeling good, but it looks like Spider-Man almost. Like,
he's crazy. He's had some great catches out there.
Yes. So he's playing some terrific defense, having some excellent looks at the plate already, and very exciting to keep an eye on what he and the rest of the very young Brewers team are doing. Hopefully they can put things together and avoid the sweep out in L.A. Before they head back here to Wisconsin.
And a couple of great acquisitions at the deadline, so trying to bolster the roster a little bit, make a run at this. But still in first place, I believe.
I believe so. I haven't looked at the standings.
When they entered the series, I think both the Dodgers and the Brewers were number one in their division, and then the Brewers were up at least a couple of games over the Reds last time I checked.
Yeah, they were up 2.5 last I checked over the Reds and Chicago. That was before the White Sox series.
The Cubbies are going to blow it. Have faith. I mean, they're the Cubs, for goodness sake.
I don't know. There's very few teams that are playing better offense than the Cubs right now, so that's concerning, but... It has absolutely been a season to watch, and we've only got about another month and a half left of guaranteed baseball. So you can listen to that, though, again, across the Civic Media Radio Network, WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, WRCE News from the center out of Richland Center for all of your Brewers coverage.
I was went up to Volk Field a couple of days ago and drove back through southwest Wisconsin on the way home on Highway 80, kind of
Hillsboro, north of Richland Center, mm-hmm. and it's been a while since I've been on Highway 80 that far north, and it's just that driftless area. I mean, that's home, and you go out there, and it's a little bit of God's country.
So oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, we got to go. We were coming back down from Minneapolis over the weekend. We went down, not quite the driftless area, but we went to River Creek State Park right north of Hudson on our way back, and that was a lot of fun. So always enjoy all that Western Wisconsin and all the state of Wisconsin has to offer.
Western Wisconsin, Luke, is going to be a key player in who wins the presidential race next year in 2024. And we're kind of a little play on words here, right? Because during the NCAA tournament, you say, you know, the road to the Final Four starts here in Dayton, Ohio. And then when you get to the Final Four, the floor says the road ends here. Well, the road to the White House, at least the Republican nomination, starts in Milwaukee next Wednesday with the first Republican presidential debate. Civic Media is going to be there. We're going to do a two-hour pregame show from 6 to 8 across the network. Many of our shows will be originating from Whitetail, Milwaukee, a great bar right across from the Deer District in downtown Milwaukee. I'm excited for this. I know Town Call and Will's going to be on location. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be very interesting. The fact that President Joe Biden was already here in Milwaukee earlier this week and that the RNC is holding their first debate in Milwaukee next week, it just further signifies how important Wisconsin is, how important Milwaukee and the entire state are in the road to the White House, as you alluded to. And so it's absolutely going to be something to stay tuned to. You're going to want to stay tuned to Civic Media. Sorry, folks. I hate to break it. There's been some unofficial beginnings already of the 2024 cycle, but next week, Wednesday, it is officially kicking off the race to the 2024 elections.
And I know there's people out there like, what the heck are you doing? You know, giving these Republican yahoos the stage and talking about it. Look, as a former Republican, somebody who left the party in 2011, I'm not here to promote some of these mistruths that are out there on the Republican side. What I think the news value is, someone on that side is going to be the nominee, whether it's Trump or somebody else. They're going to face most likely Joe Biden on the other side. One of those two individuals will be the president of the United States. So number one, it's just an important news thing. But number two, we're bringing in Trigvi Olson, who comes on every Wednesday, and his boss, Rick Wilson, and I believe Stuart Stevens is also going to join us. These are three people who as well have left the Republican Party, but have run presidential races. They've been there. So the idea next Wednesday is to give our listeners a behind the scenes, whether it's Republican or Democrat, what happens in these rooms before going out on stage, give people some insight, but also give some very honest discussion and push back on what the Republican platform is, what these people are saying and not saying, and try to get some real answers.
Yeah, and whether you like it or not, I think, as you pointed out, there is somebody from both parties are going to nominate candidates to be the two individuals that are most likely to be the next or a second term if President Biden were to be reelected. But who will be in the White House from 2025 to 2029. And so, yeah, it is important to be discussing these topics already. I wish these election cycles weren't this long and drawn out.
Me too.
But it is just the nature of the game. And so Civic Media is going to be there covering these events and bringing the news that we believe Wisconsinites need to be aware of to be able to make educated and informed decisions when it comes to who is running in these primaries.
And we have, hopefully we'll get some people from the Republican side on. We're going to ask them tough questions. I mean, I know Doug Burgum, the North Dakota governor, was on CBS this morning. They're trying to get all the candidates there before next Wednesday. And they're basically asking him a very simple question. Do you agree with Trump that there was election fraud? And the guy just doesn't want to answer it. And I think somebody said a couple of days ago, look, these Republicans who don't want to answer those questions, they might as well just get out of the race and endorse Trump. Because that's the identifier. Either believe wrongly, because it's been proven wrong, the election was stolen, or you believe, like at least Chris Christie and now even Mike Pence are saying, no, in Georgia and elsewhere, the election was not stolen.
Well, and Ron DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, hinting, saying, well, Joe Biden's the president, and the first time ever in this cycle, getting to confirming that the big lie is all that, a big lie.
But don't you think, not to interrupt, but don't, I want to get your opinion. I think that there's a difference between saying, well, Joe Biden's the president. That's different than saying, the election was not stolen. It was fair, and it was a legitimate election.
Yes, yes. There is a difference between there, but for a very long time, some of the candidates running in this Republican primary wouldn't even acknowledge that.
Agreed, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's important to keep an eye on these updates and be able to discuss them. I think it's going to be interesting. We don't even know if the front runner, former President Donald Trump, is going to be in Milwaukee next week.
I still think he is. Trey B. Olson from Lincoln Project says no because he has too much to lose. I still think his ego says he's going to be there. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a betting man, so I'm not placing any bets on this one.
I'm not betting anything, you understand.
I have no clue what's going to happen. I think the biggest lessons from 2016 and 2020 is these races are unpredictable.
100%, right?
They're unpredictable, so it is impossible. Anybody that will tell you between now and Wednesday when the debate starts rolling at 8 p.m. that they know definitively for sure what's going to happen. I mean, the only person I think that could be doing that I would believe would be Donald Trump. And even then, I think I'd take it at a grain of salt. If he said that he was going to be there, I would still be skeptical up to 8 p.m. It will be interesting to see. There's still, I think, questions of whether or not the RNC, if Trump were to decide to go, but not sign this candidate pledge, saying that he would support the eventual nominee if it's not himself. There's still details swirling around that, or whether or not the RNC will just say, okay, fine, you don't have to sign it, we'll still let you on. I don't know if there's still time for other candidates to qualify. I think that may have closed.
Sure. Yeah, I believe so.
I believe the only individual that's really up into question if he will be on the debate stage is Donald Trump. I think everybody else already had to meet the polling and fundraising thresholds. But that's going to be fireworks if whether he's there or not. It's going to be a lot of different interesting things to keep an eye on. And we found out from reporting over the New York Times earlier today that a pro DeSantis super PAC leaking that DeSantis is going to defend Trump and he's going to attack Vivek Ramaswamy. That is the debate strategy being leaked by a pro DeSantis super PAC because they're not allowed to directly coordinate, so they can't just email it to him. They have to leak it, and then the DeSantis campaign be like, okay, this is the research, this is the marching orders, which is just a very weird way to run.
If you think that your main opponent is Vivek Ramaswamy, you got problems. You're in a bad spot.
He's polling second in some of the polls. Ron DeSantis is falling behind him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's that bad that you're not going to differentiate yourself from Trump. You're going to try to differentiate yourself from Vivek Ramaswamy, a guy who wants to raise the voting age to 25.
We just discussed that.
I heard that.
Excellent
yes.
edition of Town Call. If you missed it, you can head over to Civic Media's website.
Yes.
Check out the podcast and listen to Town Call with William Walter and I.
I was running around doing other things. Who was your guest you had on? He was fantastic.
Professor John Shelton. He joins us on Thursdays for office hours with the professor. Yeah. And he was doing a breakdown of an opinion piece over at the New York Times talking about Ramaswamy's proposal to raise that voting age.
I want to get your take on this because we're going to talk about this next half hour. Going to take your phone calls as well. Do you see this piece by Jesse Apoyan today on State Representative Ryan Clancy, Democrat from Milwaukee, also a Milwaukee County board member, saying that he's defending his comments, saying that he thinks that police officers' jobs, quote, have neither dignity nor value. Did you see this morning?
I have not seen yet this morning.
This, to me, is exactly the kind of goofball you don't need around. Because I have spoken out before on police brutality. I think we need police reform. But you got these yahoos out here, like the state representative Ryan Clancy, who is attacking the profession of police as, quote, neither dignified nor of value.
I'll have to go check out Jesse's piece on the
844-967-2789. What say you? We'll come back to your phone calls. Luke Mathers, Town Call, 12:15 to 1 with Will Walters. Thank you, Luke, sir. Congratulations. Have a great wedding.
Thanks, Todd.
Back after this in the Todd Ball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Maui Emergency Services Chief is stepping down, citing health reasons. There's been criticism of the agency's failure to turn on warning sirens for the deadly wildfires. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
It's becoming clear many were either unaware or had little chance to escape the fast-approaching flames.
Where are you finding most of the remains?
Anywhere where there's a bed.
People were asleep.
This is the number of confirmed wildfire deaths now stands at 111, with many still missing. Now, looking to Southern California and the path of Hurricane Hillary, just upgraded a short time ago.
The storm's going to strengthen to a Category 4 before rapidly weakening as it approaches. It's just not going to weaken enough. So it's a Category 2 on Sunday morning by the time it's made landfall.
CBS News forecaster David Parkinson in Louisville back to school this morning.
Parents are being offered an app to track Louisville school buses because of chaos over school transportation. School bus routes and school start times were changed because of a shortage of school bus drivers.
Jim Crisula, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foote.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on a Thursday afternoon, August 17th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Welcome you back in. Many thanks to Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call with Will Walters. Will Walter, pardon me. I just want to add an S. That is incorrect.
Easy to do.
But yeah, Will with one L, by the way. Do a great job on Town Call every day along Mr. Zommers from 12:15 to 1 leading into our show. And Mr. Mathers getting married, we congratulate him and his fantastic fiance and wish them all the best. Before the break, we talked about this just a little bit. Want to ask you, do you believe that the job of being a law enforcement officer is dignified? Do you believe that being a cop, a sheriff deputy, or a police officer, do you think that's a dignified profession? Do you think it has value in your community? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. And I know this is a touchy subject for many. And that's fine. We don't shy away from touchy subjects here. I'm asking you because of a story that appeared today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, great reporter Jesse Apoyan. Headline, State Representative Ryan Clancy stands by comments about police derided as inane and clueless. Thank you, Mr. Zobbers. He came in and fixed our camera. He does it all.
It's not really any better.
All right. He says it's not any better, but I think it is. And let me preface this by before I get into this story, I have family members who have served as law enforcement officers. I was the chair of, we called it the Public Safety, basically Police and Fire Commission, on the city council in our small town of Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin when I was the alder. I have a deep admiration for those who serve in law enforcement. Let me also quickly add that I acknowledge that there are some in law enforcement, keyword some, who probably shouldn't be there. And that certainly policing and law enforcement needs change. But I am not a defund the policer. And I certainly respect those who are in law enforcement. Going to read you a little bit of the story, then we'll go to the phones. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. From Jesse Apoyan in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A Milwaukee lawmaker is standing by his declaration that police officers' jobs, quote, have neither dignity nor value, unquote. A comment critics slammed as inane and clueless in a year that 16 children have died by homicide in Milwaukee. Criticizing law enforcement is, quote unquote, a third rail, Representative Ryan Clancy, D.M. Milwaukee, told the Journal Sentinel, quote, but we have a responsibility to have this conversation and do it better because it's essentially, in Milwaukee, just a terrible drain on our economy, unquote. Clancy goes on to say this, quote, their profession is deeply rooted in systemic racism and classism, and there's no 20-hour training course that will change that. We really need to look at alternatives to policing in a serious way. And I think the most important of those is investing in our community in a way that reduces crime in a way that policing never, never can and never will, unquote. Clancy, who is one of the two members of the legislature's Socialist Caucus and also serves on the Milwaukee County Board, made the original comment while engaging in a back and forth on a recent Facebook post. He said this, quote, all work has dignity and value. He wrote, followed by, quote, not cops, though, unquote. He said they may be perfectly fine individuals, but their jobs have neither dignity nor value. Clancy serves on law enforcement-related committees in both his elected roles. In the legislature, he's a member of the Assembly Committee on Corrections. On the Milwaukee County Board, he serves as chair of the Judiciary, Law Enforcement, and General Services Committee. He previously sued the city and county of Milwaukee, alleging law enforcement officers violated his civil rights when he was arrested during a police brutality protest in 2020. On the other side, Jim Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, said Clancy's statements were, quote, so inane and grossly disparaging that it's difficult to take them seriously. The broad brush with which he paints the entire law enforcement profession is ill-informed, out of touch, and over the line, Palmer told the Journal Sentinel. Law enforcement officers have answered a call to public service that requires them to selflessly risk their safety to provide for the security of others. And Wisconsin has been a pioneer in the area of meaningful police reform. What say you? Do you believe that police officers, the job of being a police officer has value in your community? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Let's go up to the beautiful Fox Valley and Randy up in the Fox Valley. Randy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, first off, I'd just like to say thanks for taking my time. Thanks for taking your time, taking my call. I'm going to keep this brief.
Sure.
I'm one of those guys that walk around. I film police for transparency. I'm one of the YouTuber guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever watched anything about that, but, you know, in my experience so far, there needs to be a major reform, because the amount of retaliatorial stuff just for walking around with a video camera and being a, you know, a civil rights activist on top of that, is the backlash is way too harsh. And these guys need to do a better job. They need to be better educated right down the whole nine yards for this. Like, I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to get pinched again for saying the wrong things. But it's just, you know, like, for picking up a video camera and just recording these guys, the next thing you know, I could be hearsay being tased or tackled just for walking around with a video camera recording these guys on a public sidewalk.
And you're talking about this, you've done this in the Fox Valley area, or?
Fox Valley, Milwaukee is even worse, because they'll actually just grab you and just, if you refuse the ID, for instance, they grab you and they just throw you in a jail cell instantly.
So you've been jailed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely jailed for free speech.
And were you charged?
Days.
Were you charged anything?
I was, actually, yep. I was charged with, for 6 months, they couldn't figure out what to charge me with. So the retaliation against this stuff is just unreal for this aspect.
And do you believe this do you agree with Representative Clancy that this is systemic, that you believe that the profession of police officing or policing has not dignity nor value? Do you agree with that statement?
I totally agree with that.
So you don't see any value in keeping law and order in terms of, if someone breaks into your home, if someone steals your car, if there, you know, are demonstrations on either side that get out of control, who's going to keep law and order if we don't have police?
See, I'm for them if they do their jobs properly and they don't victimize people like the people, like, for instance, that guy in Kenosha with the baby incident at the Applebee's.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. So, I mean, the police need to be there, but they also need to be trained and properly educated on the stuff and need to be more prepared when they go into situations instead of shoot first and ask questions later.
And see, I don't disagree with the fact that in some cases there needs to be police reform. But where I come from, in southwest Wisconsin, I'm not aware of any incidents where our local police or our sheriff's department in smaller towns and smaller communities have overstepped their bounds. Now, there may be cases in larger cities, but I don't agree with the comments of Representative Clancy saying that the job of policing has neither dignity nor value. I see dignity and value in it. I also believe there needs to be reform.
I do think that some of the representative's comments are accurate. Like when he says their profession is deeply rooted in systemic racism and classism, and there's no 20-hour training course that will change that. I strongly agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
You think in 20 hours we can get rid of?
No, but I don't think that the job of being a law enforcement officer is deeply rooted in whatever the classism.
For instance, there's so many, as of right now, the amount of people, they can't train people and put them on the streets fast enough right now in some areas, for instance. So the amount of people that are in, say, these academies and everything, the amount of recruits they have, the levels are going up, and yet they're going down at the same time. You know, I mean, look at Minnesota. They just had a small town, for instance, the entire police force just resigned due to wages and stuff like that, knowing that these people are supposed to be out there to protect us and serve and protect and et cetera, but if they're not going to do their job, they're going to quit because of a paycheck. Or in some cases, you go file an open records request and try to get these guys' salaries, for instance, you know, through the open records request for transparency and everything. The next thing you know, like I said, you're finding out this guy's making $225,000 a year for just driving around in a patrol car, for instance.
And you know what? I don't know all the records. I'm not aware of too many patrol officers making $250,000 a year. I just don't think that's
accurate. As a reference. You know, it could go up the food chain higher and higher. Let me make clear,
Randy. I have spoken out on this show before about police reform. When there have been instances when police officers have overstepped their bound, and law enforcement overstepped their bound, when they've tased people and gone over the line, I have spoken clearly. I disagree with that, but I also don't believe you can paint with a broad brush like Representative Clancy has and says that the entire profession of law enforcement officer has neither dignity nor value. I just don't go along with that.
I think, honestly, it's 50-50 at this point. I mean, he has some points, and then he doesn't at the same time.
All right.
In my opinion. But that's just mine.
Hey, Randy, always appreciate your opinion. You're entitled to it, and you'll always have an opportunity to voice it on this show. We appreciate you listening up there.
I appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you listening, Randy, up in the Fox Valley. Have a
great
day.
Check out the First Amendment auditors all over YouTube, you guys, and just, you know, that's all I can really say.
All right.
I mean, there are some good cops, and there's some bad ones. And unfortunately, the bad ones are always ruining it for the good ones and giving the good guys the bad reputations.
Unfortunately,
it's just how it is in this case. But thank you guys so much.
Yep, appreciate you, Randy. Thanks a lot for listening up in the Fox Valley. Yeah. What do you think in your community? And I guess this is what, maybe I'm not asking the question. And Randy, that is in this community, or at least some of it. But when you read a lot of stories, what I'm asking is, in your community, do you believe that law enforcement has dignity and value? The profession in your community. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also text in as well. You can text us on the app. You can download it on either your Apple or Android device. Jeff from Shorewood listening to us on WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha, Milwaukee, says, look, Todd, I do indeed believe that law enforcement is a dignified profession, but I'm a criminal defense lawyer. As in many walks of life, there are good ones and bad ones in every profession. I know and like many cops. However, I have experienced far too many officers who lie in order to get a conviction. That is Jeff in Shorewood. Appreciate that point of view being shared. I take Randy, and I appreciate him calling in earlier, that yes, there's I don't care what profession it is. Doctors, lawyers, teachers, radio personalities, there's always going to be a couple of bad apples in the bunch, right? And again, I want to make this clear. I have spoken out in favor of police reforms, particularly in larger cities. But I think to say, as Representative Clancy from Milwaukee has said, that the profession of law enforcement has neither dignity nor value, I just don't agree with that. Because there are a lot of good people in law enforcement who are doing good things in their small towns. We're going to come back, talk to you, Brad and Kenosha. Stand by, Brad, and also your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A little more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires out there today. Otherwise, it's going to be fairly pleasant, partly cloudy. 79 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, 62 for a low. Tomorrow, warmer, more humid, mostly sunny with a high of 90 on Sunday. Warm and humid with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by the great reporter Jesse Opoyan on Representative Clancy on Milwaukee, who is defending his remarks on Facebook and going even further, saying that he does not believe that the profession, not attacking individual police officers or law enforcement officers, but saying that the officer or the job of being a law enforcement officer has, quote, neither dignity nor value. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can give us a call or text us on the app. You can download the app on either your Apple or Android device. Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. 2789, Brad from Kenosha, appreciate you holding through the break. Brad, what say you?
I say I'm awful glad that somebody does that job. I'm not sure that I could do it. And the people that do it, I mean, it's just fabulous. Yes, there is an occasional one that has a, you know, little bit of a too much of a power streak or whatever. They're few and far between, thank goodness. The majority of these people are hardworking people who decided to do this and have applied themselves to it. And it's just a shame that, you know, when somebody's posting something on Facebook like this representative, he's talking to the birds of a feather, you know, and he's saying what they want to hear. And I disagree with the fact that it has no dignity. I think it has a lot of dignity, and I think it has a lot of need. I think there's a lot of people who are doing a really good job at it.
Brad, I really appreciate the call. I tend to agree much more with you because I think, and agree or disagree, some of these bad apples get all the press, and what we don't hear about are all the men and women wearing the uniform that show up at domestic disputes where mom or dad are getting beat up. Usually the mom's getting beat up, and they sit with kids, they play counselor, they play fill-in parent, they keep the kids safe, they get them to a welfare person. We never hear about those things that never involve a gun or a weapon, but just simply being an advocate for kids.
And they always say that the domestic abuse situations for the police officers are some of the most dangerous calls that those people can go on.
Yeah. Because you never know what you're going to encounter.
You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I've fortunately had very good luck dealing with them when I needed to. Mm-hmm. And yes, I did know one that was bad. Mm-hmm. And that individual went from department to department to department because, unfortunately, you could at that time, you could leave a department with a good note if you were in trouble. And if you agreed to leave, they'd give you a good recommendation to go somewhere else. And unfortunately, that's one that when they want to reform stuff, they really got to watch out for those people. But other than that, I got to tell you, every one of them here, I mean, that I've dealt with, just, you know, they're doing their job.
Right.
It's not an easy job. And I'm super glad that they're doing it.
Thanks, Brad. Really appreciate your call. Listen to us down at our new station down in Kenosha and Racine. That is WRJN. Appreciate the call, Brad, down there. You can text us as well. Text us on the Civic Media app. This is from Angie down in Monroe, saying in her experience, quote, "My experience with cops can't trust them as far as you can pick them up and throw them. They try to twist their stories, but when you show up with a good lawyer, they don't look so happy. They don't look so happy," unquote. That is from Angie in Monroe. Also, Steve from Milwaukee on WAUK, "The Oak Creek police, I think, have dignity, but there are communities that have corruption. There still should be some form of police reform in some places. The whole thing with slave patrols have some validity." That's signed Steve from Milwaukee. Appreciate those comments. What do you think about this comment from Representative Clancy, saying that the profession of law enforcement has neither dignity nor value? Let's go to the phones. Ryan here in Madison. Ryan, what say you?
Oh, yeah. I just thought I'd share. I was actually in law enforcement for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've got out and stepped away, and I look back, I can tell you, I wish I'd have never done it. It just completely changed my perspective on the world and people. Actually, dignity, I'm not sure I have much anymore after my experience. There are some great ones working out there, but reform is needed. I don't think people realize it. And the other frustrating thing is a lot of the reforms that I hear proposed, I don't really think address the problem. And it's really too bad that it's a job that's become so politicized either way. It seems like we either have a group of people that just hate the police no matter what, or a group of people that love them no matter what because they think they're supposed to because of party affiliation. It's really sad, and I'd like to see things change all around. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd like to see it.
Ryan, I can't thank you enough for calling in and sharing and being so open. My question is, why do you regret having served as a law enforcement official? What's the biggest regret you have of doing it?
Well, I mean, personally, I think it wasn't really a job that I was suited for. Just because I'm, you know, I see myself as more of a softer human being, a little bit more compassion, you know, and I grew up in a real stable household. Mm-hmm. I never had police contact when I was a kid. I always thought that the cops were there, kind of the knight in shining armor, come in, save the day. And it doesn't always work like that. It's unfortunately, sometimes it's about numbers, you know, getting the arrests, getting the tickets. Right. Sometimes it's not about problem solving as it is just cleaning up and moving on to the next call. Mm-hmm. And it's just sometimes it seems like people that want to be a little bit more compassionate, be a little bit more helpful, there's not room for us. We're seen as too soft, seen as quote unquote liberal, seen as a lot of things other than, you know, suited for the job. And mm-hmm. And like I said, ultimately, it's really changed how I look at the world. And if I could go, like I said, if I could go back, I would do something different. And I am now, and I'm glad I made the move. I'm glad I got out.
Hey, I can't thank you enough for calling in, Ryan, sharing your story in Madison. Thank you so much, Ryan and Madison. Let's go quickly to Racine. Dave in Racine, you got about 45 seconds. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Okay, just quickly, I just want to say I believe that the police are trying to do what they can. The biggest problem I see is, you know, it does need some reform. But, the other place I like to see the reform is in our state legislature. These guys are such a bunch of clowns. It's unbelievable. They pick on everybody, but they never look at themselves.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so very much, Dave Racine. Stay with us. Hour number two is next. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.